Hello, family of God. This is Renee Antrosio, glad to be with you in this space to consider two stories from Scripture: Elijah fleeing into the wilderness, afraid and despairing, the 1 Kings 19 passage that Roberto and Cheryl brought to life in their reading, and Peter courageously stepping out on the water, which Judson referenced in his prayer about managing our fears to respond to Jesus's invitation to get out of the boat. One thing I love about the weekly lectionary scripture assignments, which we often choose as our framework, though I always encourage teachers to speak on whatever topic the Spirit is prompting them, is that they pair passages from different genres of biblical literature written centuries apart to be in conversation with each other through their themes that then can speak into our lives centuries later. And so today we will talk about fear, my fears, your fears, our fears as a fellowship, and we will remember the times we said yes when we took those leaps of faith. We will recall the times we faltered, despairing like Elijah and sinking down like Peter, and remember how God provided for us, revealing God's presence, and when Jesus stretched out his hand and caught us, saving us. Elijah and Peter were both coming down from high experiences of God's power working through them. Elijah had defeated the prophets of Baal in a huge showdown in front of the people. Elijah knew he was called by God. He spoke the Lord's word boldly. God provided food for him again and again through ravens and widows and angels. Peter had just participated in feeding over 5,000 people with a few loaves and fish and then picking up 12 baskets of leftovers. Resuming from Melissa's teaching last week in Matthew 14, about 5,000 men plus women and children had eaten. Right then, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead to the other side of the lake while he dismissed the crowds. When he sent them away, he went up onto a mountain by himself to pray. Evening came and he was alone. Meanwhile, the boat, fighting a strong headwind, was being battered by the waves and was already far from land. Very early in the morning, he came to his disciples walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified and said, "It's a ghost." They were so frightened, they screamed. Just then Jesus spoke to them, "Be encouraged, it's me, don't be afraid." Peter replied, "Lord, if it's you, order me to come to you on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." Peter was one of Jesus's closest friends. He knew he was called by name. He knew that if Jesus told him to walk on the water, he could do so. There are moments when Peter and Elijah are confident and trusting and wholly sure of the power that they are connected to. They speak and act boldly in that rush of knowing, being right in the sweet spot of the right time and the right place, experiencing God's Spirit flowing through them. Have you experienced that feeling? The times when you know with hardly a doubt that you are right where God wills you and that your actions and words are aligned with the Spirit? It is heady and intense, scary and invigorating, vulnerable and risky and exciting. Remembering those times in our lives when we were able to step out of the boat and walk toward Jesus is an important component in managing our fears and bolstering our faith when we are faced with new choices, new risks to take. Judson recalled the experience of the early 90s after New Covenant had grown to two congregations, then reunited the Urbana and Champaign branches to be abruptly displaced, and then being moved to buy and remodel the former Moose Lodge into a church building for worship and ministry. For each of us and for us as a fellowship, there are times when we make momentous decisions, take risks of faith, and step out of our comfort zone toward Jesus. Sometimes we recall an initial choice, giving our life to Jesus, saying yes, choosing to follow. One of my earliest memories is asking Jesus into my heart at 4 years old. And I remember my decision to be baptized in Bull River after a Wednesday night service. For many of us, there is a progression, like the fishermen, who were already faithful, observant followers of Yahweh, who took the next step to follow the rabbi who called their name. From Matthew 4:18-20, as Jesus walked along the Galilee Sea, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, throwing fishing nets into the sea because they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," he said, "and I'll show you how to fish for people." Right away, they left their nets and followed him. This was the first leap of faith that we see Peter make, to leave his nets and boat and to follow. But it isn't the last. Like Peter, we are invited to take risks to follow at various points in our lives. I look back on some of those times when I chose boarding school at Choate, leaving Montana and my family for the very different culture of Connecticut prep school. I never regretted that decision, but I did cry a lot during that first year. I was so homesick, sending tear-stained letters to my poor parents miles away. When the time came to look at colleges, I remember visiting Amherst and feeling a certainty on that campus that God was drawing me there. So I applied early decision, which was binding. I had to go there if I got in. Both times, choosing not to follow in my older brother's footsteps to Exeter and Williams, but to step out on the water toward Jesus myself, which in our family meant flying on my own, navigating move-in and orientation, times when I leaned heavily on Jesus as the only person who was with me wherever I went, to Connecticut, Moscow, Uzbekistan, Lithuania, South Africa, Massachusetts, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, to Chicago for grad school, and then to Eastern Mennonite Seminary. The decision to move to Champaign-Urbana, to leave beautiful Virginia and the Mennonite fellowship that we had so quickly grown to love, was another risk of faith that is one of those mile marker experiences with God on my journey. The process of leaving my profession as a K-8 counselor after 15 years of developing my own curriculum, moving up the salary scale, securing tenure and paid health insurance and retirement, becoming licensed as a clinical social worker, to become a pastor of an independent church with an aging congregation and uncertainty about the future, that was an incredibly intense time, a year of unexpected new unpleasantness each week at the job I had loved, coupled with exciting experiences of hearing God's messages through scripture to me and for this congregation. There were times that it felt so very clear that this is what God was calling me to. And like Peter, like Elijah, I too often falter in faith, frightened by the dangers I see and hear. As part of my application to be co-pastor at New Covenant, I included a song about taking the risk, stepping out in faith to follow Jesus' call. Like Peter, I didn't really know what I was getting into, only that I felt compelled to say yes. Jim Krogert's song, Walking on Water, begins with the voices that caution us to be careful, to hesitate before leaving the security of our profession. It opens with the lines, "So you say you're leaving your nets and boat. Don't know just what you're thinking." Those rational calculations that tell us not to take the risk. Even when we are making bold choices of faith, cautionary advice, whispers, or sometimes lectures loudly. And so as Judson modeled and encouraged us in his prayer, I'd like to take a few minutes to recall those times in our lives. And maybe you're in that season now where you're being invited to step out of your boat. those times when we feel the presence of God that enables us to trust and take risks of faith, believing that Jesus is calling us forward. From our initial decision to follow when Peter left his nets to become a disciple, to other steps of faith when Peter gets out of the boat to walk toward Jesus. So for this reflection time, our soundtrack for our remembering is Jim Krogert's Walking on Water. May it prompt memories of your own steps of faith with Jesus and encourage you in the place you are today.